Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The glorious colors of the springtime garden are everywhere. Get tickets for your visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and come picnic in the warming days of spring. You can see some of the wonderful colors of the garden as you drive up Crenshaw and notice the coral trees' red blooms and the yellow and pink flowers of the trumpet trees lighting up the verge. As you turn into the parking lot, see the lovely tangerine-colored Echinopsis cactus blooms first thing. There are more Echinopsis inside in the cactus collection. Heading up the walk to the garden entrance, take a look at the vibrant crown of thorns blooms, a wonderful plant that blooms best in full sun. While it may bloom year-round in our mild climate, it could be at its very best right now. If you've already purchased your soar tickets and are heading to the exhibit, stop to get a picture in the butterfly wings and see the wonderful small white orchid tree blooming and leafing out just behind the wings. This is a small member of the Bauhinia family, and in Texas and Florida might be called an anacocho orchid tree. A deciduous tree that likes some partial shade, it is heat and drought tolerant once established. While some of the garden areas are closed for renovation work, you still get to see some fabulous blooms as you walk by. At the lower meadow, the yellow roses along the walkway will wow you, and the stand of southern blue flags, a sweet old-fashioned iris, are just coming into flower. If you'd like to see some yellow flags, the sister to the blue flags, you just need to stop into Memorial Meadow to see the fabulous clump there. Also of note here in the border of the lower meadow is the purple and rust colored bearded iris. Looking right, just past the tram stop, and you can see the tall spire of the octopus agave, which is a magnet for bees. If you look really closely, just in front of it is another of the garden's puyas getting ready to bloom. I think this is the sapphire puya, but we'll need to keep our eye on these spires to know for sure. Also blooming in the cactus collection to the left is the Opuntia robusta, or Bartolona cactus. These lemony yellow blooms will turn into one of the biggest cactus apples you will ever see, and to watch a squirrel try to carry one off will give you a good giggle. At the far side of the cactus garden, you can see the Oscillaria deltoides blooming. This ice plant is covered with pinky lavender blooms, and while it only grows about 12 inches tall, it can cover ground indefinitely. The name deltoides comes from the three-sided leaves. Also blooming is the organ pipe cactus from Mexico and the long-spined purplish prickly pear just across the walkway. This is a perfect time to stop and smell the roses. Literally. If you wander back over to the Bohannon Rose Garden, you'll be struck by the vibrant yellow border of the sparkle and shine roses at the sides of the entrance pergola. Also see the sweet old-fashioned miniature climber called Peggy Morton that swarms up the posts of the pergola. This rose went unnamed and just passed along by cuttings from gardener to gardener until 2005, when Peggy Morton survived 2 weeks submerged in 20 feet of salt water after Hurricane Katrina. The story of this heroic rose brought it to the attention of a Texas A&M professor, Dr. William Welch, who named it after Peggy Morton, the gardener who found it still alive in her garden after the water receded. They worked together to make the rose widely available again and used some proceeds to help with garden restoration projects in New Orleans, Louisiana, and Beaumont, Texas. As you walk down the steps into the rose garden, see the area to the left, planted with some new lavender and spurge plants. Yes, the lavender will bring beauty and perfume to the rose garden, while the spurge, also called gopher spurge, will help with the pesky gopher population in this hillside. While in the rose garden, head down the lawn to see the peonies that are still blooming. This gorgeous plant doesn't have a long blooming period, but it is dramatic and beautiful. If you walk around Tram Road, make sure to stop in Phoebe's Meadow to see the hot red flowers of the monkey hand tree in the middle of the meadow. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.